And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, we're going to drink something that could be a figment. Well, it's called a figment. Whether it's a good wine or not, could be a figment. I don't know where I'm going with that. Look, if you're just joining me now or for the 155th time, because this is the 155th episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, I'm Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. This comes from my stream of consciousness right here out to you. I have my show notes and they're right here. All of them right here, ready to go. Did my show prep, by the way. Not that it means that much, since this show could go in any direction, because this show is not about me. It's about the wine somewhat, but this show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back, relaxing, have a great time, just having some fun with our favorite libations. And you can drink wine or beer or water or anything harder or softer, whatever it is. It's okay. It's okay. It doesn't have to be wine. But it helps, because wine does bring people together. And that's what the show is about. This is about bringing people together. So we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion on the show. We keep it family friendly, and we talk about things that we can all find to bring each other together and talk about with. And to, you know, just spend some time, hang out, find some common ground all the way around. That's what the show is about, bringing people together. And wine does do that. Look, you can also snack if you want. It's fine, because I have some food to pair this wine with tonight. We'll see if it goes well, but it looks like a pretty nice dish. I'm going to show it to you here in just a few moments. Now, you can watch live on our Facebook page at Drink with Rick. That's the Facebook page. I'm actually looking at, I think I'm looking at the Facebook page now. I'm looking at Facebook, actually. And we are live on Facebook right now. The Facebook page is Drink with Rick. You can watch live on YouTube. We are live on YouTube in real time. And the YouTube channel is Drink with Rick. We're live on Twitch, and we have folks in Twitch. Kevin's in Twitch. I haven't had any yet. I'm checking the chats in Twitch, and Kevin is there. Kevin J. Rank says, I'm here, and I'm glad to see you here, Kevin. Stick around. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have a good time. And, of course, we are live on Twitter. Twitter is at Drink with Rick. Oh, yes, Twitch is Drink with Rick 1. Drink with Rick and the number 1, all one word together. We're also live on Odyssey, and that's under, I think, the name of the wine, the Figment 2020. Tonight, I'm still trying to figure out the streaming business on that. I'm trying to find as many venues as I can to get out there so we can all get together and have a good time. Looking for more venues. So if you know of any that I haven't heard of or that I haven't thought of, I'd definitely like to check them out so we can see about maybe multi-streaming there as well. Now, according to my show notes, I still have to mention the podcast. You know, you can watch now, but if you can't watch now, you can listen later. The podcast goes out at 10 p.m. Eastern every Monday night. Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can listen right on the website at drinkwithrick.com or in any place where you can find a podcast. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, your favorite Android device, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, PodcastIndex.org, and by email. If you click on the little blue button that says subscribe by email, when you go to subscribe on the subscribe page at drinkwithrick.com, click on that little blue button, put in your email address, and you'll get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. It's just for the podcast. And of course, you can unsubscribe at any time if you want, but please don't. If you want to support the show and the giveaways that we do, because all the money goes back into giving things away, You can buy me coffee or two or three or five. You can do that on the website. I don't really push it that much, to be honest. So, you know, I don't get a whole lot. But, you know, when I do, the money just goes right back to you, pretty much. Because that's what I like to do. I like to give things away. And tonight, we're going to take a look at this wine right here. This is the wine. It's called Figment. This is a red wine blend from California. It's a 2020. And we're going to get back to that in just a moment, but I want to get to the chats first. I want to see what's going on in the chats first. Facebook is alive. We're live there. The chat's going there. Now, if you're watching on drinkwithrick.com, the website, we don't have a live chat going there, but if you click on the post for this live show, you'll get a comment box. Put in your comments. I'll respond in kind, but it won't be right away because I don't get the comments right away, but I will respond, and I'll read them on the next episode. So check that out there. Now, of course, if you can watch live everywhere else, YouTube, kind of quiet. We get lurkers in YouTube. Not really a lot of people watching there, but Twitch. And Kevin's here on Twitch, and I'm glad you're here. I'm expecting to see him send her to show up at some point. And you know what? Twitter, I don't know. I really don't know. I get people that follow me on Twitter because they're watching the show live, and they generally don't comment a whole lot. And if I get comments, I usually see it later. So forgive me if I don't respond to your tweets right away. It's just the nature of the Twitter Media Studio there, I guess. And Odyssey, we're live on Odyssey, and so the chat's going there, so you can join me there. All right, let's get back to the wine. How was your week, by the way, Kevin? How you doing? And Kevin's having rum and Coke. All right, rum and Coke, great, great combo. I like a good rum and Coke. I like rum and Coke, period. It's pretty good. It's been a while since I've had one, but it's pretty good. I like it. Good for you, Kevin. All right. And you'll have something to watch while we drink. Have anything to snack on? Kevin says it's great. Yours? Well, I haven't tried it yet, but we're about to open it just now. In fact, let's get to opening this one. Let's check it out. All right, so this is what we're drinking, the Figment 2020. This is a red wine blend from California. This I got from Trader Joe's. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a moment. This is the back of the wine. I'm going to read this. It says, Figment Red Wine Blend, 2020 California. It's not your imagination. And no, it's not your imagination that it looks like it's fading out there, because it is fading out on the label. It's the effect, you know. It's part of the effect. It says, like the patterns of a tapestry, rich flavors and evocative aromas are woven together, creating a dark velvety texture to experience. The ripe blueberries and plums that stain the glass are no illusion, while pipe tobacco and exotic spice unwrap to reveal a plush and succulent finish. It is vented and bottled by Figment Wines in Lodi, California, 13% ABV in this 750-milliliter bottle of wine, and it says it contains sulfites, as all wines pretty much do. Some more sulfites than others. We'll talk about that another time. So that's what we're drinking tonight. Now let me show you what we have to pair it with tonight. My lovely wife, Chi, has prepared this wonderful dish. We have this. A couple of these are leftovers here. We have some barbecue. What is this? This is some beef. That's a beef brisket. This is a smoked turkey, barbecue smoked turkey. And then my wife prepared, she broiled some chicken tonight. This looks wonderful. I had a little bit of dinner, and it was very, very good. I love this. She didn't grill it tonight. It was a little too cold to go out there and do that, but it was. She broiled it, and it was very good still. We also have some Cracker Barrel cheddar cheese. And then we have, what is this thing here? I think this was the cheddar with parm, I think is what we have here. It's the, I think this is an Aldi cheddar Parmesan cheese. And then we have a cookie. This is a gluten-free chocolate chip cookie. And then my wife included a little mint there for a garnish. She grows that mint, by the way. And she uses it in teas and uses it to spice up certain dishes, as she is doing to spice up this one tonight. So we're looking forward to pairing it with this, and we've got to do this before some of this food gets too cold to eat. but that's what we got. And Kevin wants to know, what state are you in, Rick? I am in North Carolina. I am in the great state of North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, to be exact. And North Carolina, interesting state. I lived here when I was young, well, in Salisbury, when I was much, much younger. Moved back to Florida. And Florida is my home. I was born in Florida, by the way, and moved up to here. Kevin says Tar Heels. Yes, Tar Heels. Tar Heels. We're the Tar Heel state. Now, if you're talking about Tar Heels in terms of the team, I can't see that. I'm not necessarily a big fan of any North Carolina teams. Although I do keep up. That's interesting. We're going to get into a long thing here. I do keep up somewhat with the. Oh man, I don't want to get into this. I don't really keep up with it that much. I mean, do keep up a little bit with the Hornets, okay? Just a little bit. But see, I used to be a Magic fan. I wouldn't say fan as a fanatic. I liked the Magic because I was from Orlando, and I kept up with the Magic. And you know, the Magic and the Hornets, they always had that better rivalry going on. As a matter of fact, I think the Magic beat them in a game just recently, didn't they? Oh, well. Anyway, so let's not go there. All right, let's go ahead and open this wine. We can talk about sports later, or actually not, because I personally like NASCAR. I like NASCAR racing. I am a NASCAR fan. Although I haven't seen too many of the races this year. I've watched a few of them, but I've been pretty busy, so I haven't had really much time to keep up with the racing season this year. Although there are a couple of those guys that are having a really good year. And no, I'm not a Busch fan. Not either of the Busch brothers. Not really. My favorite racers are pretty much all retired now. You know? Although I do like Bubba Wallace. I like Bubba Wallace, but a lot of the racers that I really followed that I really, really liked have pretty much all retired from the sport or doing other things now, you know, like running their own team and broadcasting and things like that. Kevin says, my father raced stock cars. Oh, cool. That's cool. Who's your father? What racing circuit was he on? Was it like a local circuit, or was he racing for NASCAR? Interesting. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself here. Here I'm talking about things, and I'm not documenting what I'm doing here. Okay. So we have this bottle of wine open. I'm putting in the aerator. And then to hold the grape nectar, I did that on purpose, yes. To hold the grape nectar, I have my genuine Irish crystal glass. This is Galway Irish crystal glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at buy2aerators.com. So we're going to go ahead and pour a little bit of this into the glass. Now, I did a little show prep, and I did a little background and got some background information on this wine somewhat, because I really didn't know anything about it, this particular blend. I want to know what was in this blend. That was one thing I couldn't find out. What's in this blend? Doesn't say. So I'm a little bit, I could say nervous. I'm just, I'm a little bit wary as to what we've got going on with this wine. I did not chill it. I was informed from a couple of the sources that it probably is best when it is open and decanted. I did not decant this wine, so I am going to let it sit for a couple of minutes, let it decant itself in the glass, so to speak. Not the same thing, I know. But yeah, this is what we got. This is what we're working with tonight. So while it's decanting in the glass, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this wine. All right, so as I said before, I picked this up at Trader Joe's. And Trader Joe's had it, I'll tell you what I paid for in a minute. I had never really seen it there before. Now, I go to our Trader Joe's, the one nearby here in Charlotte, fairly frequently, once every couple of weeks, and to pick up wines, particularly. And I have never seen this wine before for some reason. I don't know. Apparently, it's been around for a long time at Trader Joe's, popular wine, apparently, but I had never really noticed it. Maybe they just kept it in the back of the shelf or something. I just never saw it before. But I saw it this time that I went. I thought, well, this looks interesting. Let me give it a try. Now, Reverse Wine Snob said it's truly tasty. That's what Reverse Wine Snob says. Going to their website, it says, and I'm reading from their website, it says, no, you're not daydreaming. This is a quality dry blend from California, just $5.99, the Figment Red Blend from Trader Joe's. I don't know that much. It says it gives out a very pleasing aroma of plum, blackberry, vanilla, and assorted spice with hints of licorice and cinnamon. And it smells a lot more than $5.99. I don't know. I'll be the judge of that for me. And it doesn't really say. See, what I was looking for, I wanted to know what's in this blend. And I couldn't find any information of what actual grapes were in this blend. I went to Cellar Tracker, and I'm there now, as a matter of fact. And it also gives a good review. Good $6 wine from Trader Joe's. No real tasting notes per se, no pro reviews or anything like that I could see, and not a lot on, once again, nothing on what grapes are in this wine, although it does say the drinking window is not specified. So I went around, I checked around to Vivino, and Vivino, they give it 3.7 out of 5 stars, which is not bad, almost 4 stars. And it gets a lot of pretty decent reviews. I didn't really read, I didn't read through a lot of them, but a lot of them are giving it 4 stars. So I'm just skimming through here. But once again, I don't see anything about what grapes are in this wine. They're giving some general information about wines from California, and this is from Lodi, California. So generally, you'll get blends of like Cab and Merlot, some Bordeaux blends, things like that. It no specific information about the actual grapes on that are in this wine. So, and they say it's $6.99. Well, I'll tell you what I paid for it. I have the receipt right here. Kept it, saved it for posterity, and for this bottle of Figment, excuse me. I can't even read this thing. Figment Red Blend, I paid $6.99. Now, some of these other websites are saying $5.99. I guess maybe that was written before inflation set in. Maybe it's all gone up to $6.99. Because as we all know who go to Trader Joe's, the famous or rather infamous $2 Chuck is no longer $2 Chuck. It's more like $3 Chuck or $3.50 Buck Chuck. I don't know, but I haven't bought any for a while. But I did last time I checked. It was more like, yeah, it was like a buck higher than it used to be. So it's no longer $2 Chuck. Inflation did that, folks. Blame it on inflation. So Kevin says that local my father raced stock cars, a local Michigan asphalt quarter-mile track. Oh, cool. You know, we used to have a track. It was I've been one that was kind of a dirt track, and it was I think it was in Sanford years ago, Sanford, Florida. And they do their demolition derbies and things like that, and they do some stock car racing with homegrown, vehicles and things like that, and it was a lot of fun to go out on a Saturday night and watch that. That was kind of cool. Let's see. We'll go back to the wine. I wonder if it's ready to drink yet. It said to decant. And we can't. Because I don't have a decanter up here. But we're going to do something close enough. Ed is here. Ed is in the chat and Facebook. Ed is looking in. He says, Ed is looking in, but won't stay long this time. Well, Ed, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you showed up, even if it's for just a little while. We're going to have some fun tonight. Oh, I hope you stay around long enough for me to show this little video from the Boone Daily. We've been playing episodes of the Boone Daily, short segments of the Boone Daily, and every week. And Tommy has and his troop over there have done another short video that they said we can show tonight. We're going to show it here very shortly, and hope you'll stay long enough for that. It's a short video, but it's pretty interesting. I like their humor. Now, some of it's college humor, but I do like their humor. Ed, if you're a fan of Monty Python, which I know you are, we've listened to some Monty Python back in the day. And watched it, yes, it's kind of reminiscent of some of their Monty Python, some Monty Python sketches, kind of a cross between Monty Python and the early Saturday Night Live, I would say. They have a lot of chemistry there, that group of students there that are doing these short videos. So I hope you'll stick around and watch it. Yeah, this is gonna be fun. Okay, so let's go ahead and get to the actual wine tasting so we can move along with the rest of the show, get to the good parts. Especially if this wine's no good, we'll move on to the good parts. Let me give it a whiff. All right, so it's interesting that I'm getting a little bit of cherry on the nose, maybe black cherry. Which they didn't mention a cherry at all in here, which I didn't really expect. But we don't know what this blend is. I really have no idea. But I am getting a little hint of plum on the nose. Let's give it a taste. Kind of jammy. There's a lot going on here. Little hint of plum, and yeah, I do taste some blueberry, but there are a lot of other things going on here too. And let me see if I can pick it out. Kind of earthy. Yeah, there's some things going on. I'm picking out a hint of vanilla, just a hint, not much. The blueberry, I'm getting it. I'm not really tasting cherry in here anymore, but I'm getting a little hint of plum, and it is a little earthy. Now, this is a very bold wine. I went in to this thinking that it was going to be kind of bold because a lot of red wine blends do tend to be fairly bold. This is a very bold wine, and you know, if you've been watching the show for any length of time, I'm not crazy about super bold wines. I like some bold wines, but not super bold. You know, there are tannins in the wine, which I like, and I think should go really well with the meat. I think this might go well with the beef over there. But I'm not sure. I don't know that this is going to go well with the smoked turkey. A little bit too tannic for that, I think. It's a dry wine, a little sweet on the tongue, has a fairly long finish, not too long. But I will say this, that I'm not getting the alcohol taste, the overbearing alcohol taste that I was getting in that wine we did a couple of weeks ago. What was that wine we tried a couple of weeks ago? It was I think I still have it up here somewhere, a picture of it. We tried, it was 2 weeks ago. This was the, was that the Corvelia? Yes, it was. It was this one. I can't say that I liked that wine very much. I just did. I don't like that wine very much. So, This one's not like that. This one's better, but it is still very bold. And if you look at it, just like that other one, and the lights don't really do it justice here, but you can tell how dark it is. This is almost purple. This is very bold, but it's also kind of a heavy wine. This is not a light wine to drink. This is a wine that you don't want to drink on its own, I think. It's going to have to be paired with food. So we're going to pair it with food in just a moment. First, let's get back to the chats for a moment and visit the chats. And Ed, I'm really glad you're here. Missed you the last couple of weeks, my friend. And Kevin, how's your rum and Coke doing? Are you having anything with that? Are you drinking any snacks with that? There are a lot of good snacks that go good with a rum and Coke. Of course, a rum and Coke can also go good by itself. Nothing wrong with that. All right, let's get to the pairing, the food pairing. This camera three is up, and what we have here is the beef brisket. This is a barbecue beef brisket, and there's no barbecue sauce to go with it, just the brisket. It's okay. So I'm going to try it with that, and it looks like it's been, a little dried out now because it's been sitting there for so long. And it's leftovers. I can't afford to have a whole meal catered here for this show. I can't afford it after everything else I do. Maybe if I ever get that $100 million Joe Rogan kind of deal. Right. Right now, I can't afford to have any food catered. We're just eating leftovers. Okay. As expected, it went really well with the brisket. I liked it with the brisket. I think the mix of the tannins, it's not super tannic, but there are enough tannins in here. It goes pretty well with this brisket. Mixes well with the meat. I like it. It works with the meat. Once again, this is not something I drink on its own, but I think paired with food, it would probably be just fine. We're going to clear the palate for a minute. Ed says, I saw Sideways last night. Oh, yeah, Sideways. Wow. How'd you like it, by the way? Let's see. Let's go back to camera three for just a moment. Let's try it with smoked turkey. I'm not really expecting much from the smoked turkey, to be honest with you. This is not really a smoked turkey. This is not really a smoked turkey kind of wine. Although the smoked turkey is very good. Came from the Q Shack in barbecue place in Charlotte. It's very good, by the way. Okay, now, maybe I was wrong, and I'll tell you why. Clear the palate for a minute. The reason is because the smoked turkey, it's not just a regular, like a, you know, it's baked or it's broiled or fried or something. This is smoked turkey. The smoky flavor in this turkey, it blends pretty well with the smoky taste in this wine. Now, I did say it was earthy, but it's a little bit smoky taste, and I think it kind of blends in with that wine pretty well. So now, while I normally wouldn't, and once again, I have no idea what's in this blend. I really don't. But while I, because they don't tell you. Maybe they're afraid. I don't know. Maybe it depends on what year or what batch of wine they're making. It's like, okay, well, we'll get these two blends. We'll mix these two blends next time. And that happens, by the way. I'm half joking. It does happen. But we're not going there right now. So the smokiness of both of these kind of blend pretty well together. So surprisingly, it went well with the smoked turkey. I wasn't expecting that. I really wasn't. Wasn't expecting much of that at all. All right, I cleared the palate. Let's go back to camera three. Now, we're going to try it with this. Oh, boy, this is going to be interesting. With the broiled chicken. And this has been marinated, or marinated, as I like to call it. You know, it's been marinated chicken. Yeah. Anybody ever used to watch the Thunderbirds or Fireball XL5 or any of those ones from Jerry and Sylvia Anderson? You know, the marionettes walking around. And that's what it reminds me of. Not this chicken. When I say marionette. See, there's my stream of consciousness going down the tracks. This is wonderful. We're going to try it with the wine here. I want to hear Ed's review of Sideways. It should be interesting. I rather like that. I not bad. Not bad. I could have another piece. I could finish this piece off. Pardon me, folks. But this chicken is awesome. And we have neighbors that are always clamoring for cheese, barbecue, chicken. This is very much like that. Close to the same recipe. Probably the same marinade. Marination. Super marinade, as I would call it. Super marination. Now, I can start taking a little bit of the alcohol in here with that chicken. The finish kind of gets elongated there with it. Not a bad pairing, though. Not too bad. I'm surprised. Again. All right. But I probably shouldn't be. All right. Let's go ahead and clear the palate. And let's see. We've got two cheeses to choose from. Let's try it with this Parm first. So this is a hard cheese. Being a bold wine as it is, a bold red wine, I am expecting it to probably go okay with this cheese. I'm not going to put money on it or crypto, anything like that. But we're going to give it a try. This is a cheddar parmesan, I believe, from Aldi. Tastes like it anyway. Now, what this wine does, it kind of cuts the cheese a little bit. Let's see what I did there. Yeah. It cuts the cheese a little bit. Cuts through the cheese a little bit. How about if I put it that way? Oh, man, I have enough of this stuff. I will be cutting the cheese. So it cuts through the cheese, and it actually goes fairly well with the cheese. Let me put it that way. I'm going to clear the palate one more time. Let's go back to camera 3 for one more chance. We're going to try it with the cheddar. Now, if it worked okay with the Parm, the cheddar and Parm combination, it should go pretty good with this cheddar. This is a Cracker Barrel cheddar, and it's a sharp cheese. I'm expecting this to go pretty well with this bold wine. This bold wine with more than medium tannin in it. Need a little more wine. It's a good cheese, by the way, actually. And it does. It pairs pretty well. And as a matter of fact, the cheese brings out a little bit more flavor in the wine. It actually does. It actually brings out a little extra flavor in the wine that I didn't get before. And I think I got a little bit of vanilla in that one, too. know, that I wasn't tasting before. Either that or the wine is beginning to open up a little bit, or maybe it's a combination of the two. But I think that's the cheese goes pretty well with this wine overall. So I like it. I like it. I just wouldn't drink the wine by itself, really. That's just me, but I wouldn't do that. So, Ed, we have a review on Sideways. Interesting to hear your thoughts on it, what you thought of the movie. All right, and Kevin, so what are you eating with the rum and coke? Are you having, you're snacking with it at all? All right, I think that does it for the food pairing. And let's go ahead and do some other things. Let's start the fun. That's right. This is where the fun begins. And, you know, you think the real fun was opening the wine and drinking it. The real fun is just hanging out with you and the chats, have a good time. We're going to tell a few dad jokes too, by the way. And I might give away another dad joke book. And Ed, this is a different dad joke book from what we gave away before, like the one you have. This is a daily dose of dad jokes. 365 truly terrible wisecracks. The different joke book. And I have another book that I started reading. I want to tell you about briefly. And when I finished reading that, I was kind of hoping to have it done by the weekend. But no, I didn't get very far with it at all. Actually, I had other things that kept getting in the way. So my reading time was cut short. But I do have another book that I want to show you. And Ed, I know how much you like books, how much you love books. This one is a very interesting book written by a blind person. And a good book, by the way. And one that I need. I mean, I'm still reading through it, but so far, what I've read of the book, it's pretty well done. And I'm learning a couple of things. I'll tell you all about it in just a little bit. So, let's get to having some fun. We're going to start the fun with the National Days. Yes, it's time for the National Days, folks. And to start it off, April 9th, for another hour and 47 minutes, whatever it is. National Cherish and Antique Day. That's right. We've my wife and I have gone antique shopping. We've been to, we even went to a, what was it? We went to an auction one time where they were selling some antiques and things. That was pretty interesting. That was in Florida. That was back in Orlando, back in O-Town, back in the day, way, way back. And BK, before kids, we went, I'm pretty sure we did that before the kids were around, and we went to an auction. It was a lot of fun, auctioning antiques, among other things. Anyway, where was I? Okay, so it's National Cherish and Antique Day. And for those of us who are antiques, please cherish us. I don't think that was how it was meant. Cherish and Antique Day. I'll drink to that. It's also National Chinese Almond Cookie Day. Now, what's the difference between an almond cookie and a Chinese almond cookie? Because I think all the almond cookies are kind of crescent-shaped, right? What's the difference between an almond cookie and a Chinese almond cookie? Besides the fact that it was probably made in China, like most everything else is, I don't know. I don't think if I've had a Chinese almond cookie, I don't recall. Maybe it's a Chinese cookie that's made with the almond dough. I don't know. Maybe someone in the chat can tell me what a Chinese almond cookie is. But it's National Chinese Almond Cookie Day, so I'll drink to that. Why not? Today is also National Former Prisoner of War Recognition Day. A lot of our soldiers were prisoners of war, and they returned from various wars. The ones who were fortunate enough to do so that were prisoners of war. Yeah, I know. Hogan's Heroes. I was getting that. Yeah, of course, the most There are movies and TV shows out there. Well, one TV show in particular, but movies out there that portray prisoners of war, POW camps, and things like that, mostly around World War II. Not all of them, but most of them. Two of them that comes right to mind is Stalag 17. That was a movie, and I think Peter Graves played Jim Phelps from Mission Impossible. I think he played the character in there who was planted in there, who was the plant in the barracks to basically he was the spy in there to root out those who were conspiring to break out Stalag 17, whatever. It's been a while since I've seen the movie. It's been years since I've seen it, but it was a good movie, by the way. I forgot who else was in it. And there's been some other movies, prisoner of war movies, and of course, yeah, Hogan's Heroes that was Stalag 13. It was basically almost in some ways a parody of the movie Stalag 17. In some ways, but classic, and they run that on MeTV. We still see it on MeTV sometimes. So that's Colonel Hogan and the crew. And okay, here's some bit of trivia. Somebody in the chat, if you happen to know who it was that went on to game show fame. This is an obvious. I'm sure everybody knows this. Maybe not. Okay. Who was the actor in Hogan's Heroes that went on to be a famous game show host? And what game show was it? There you go. If you can answer that. Now, this is, if you're in the U.S., I can ship it to you. If you're not, I can't. But if you're in the U.S. and you can answer that trivia question, I'll send you one of these new dad joke books. How about that? There you go. So if you can tell me who it was. All right. What else do we have here for days, National Days? I didn't toast it yet, did I? National Former Prisoner of War Recognition Day. I'll drink to that. It's also National Name Yourself Day. National Name Yourself Day. You know, the first thing that comes to mind when I hear National Name Yourself Day? It comes to mind, two celebrities, both in the music business. One was Prince, who changed his name to a symbol. But there was a reason before. You know, a lot of people thought, well, Prince was kind of crazy. Maybe not. But he did it for reasons other than just being... He did it for some specific reasons, legal reasons. He kind of had to. There's a sad story there for you. And just... An example of just how sordid the music business is, you know, how dirty the music business is. The other one I think of, also a musician, was, who was I thinking of? Oh, yes. Someone who changed their name like two or three times. When he first came on the scene, he was called John Cougar Mellencamp. No. I'm sorry. It was John Cougar. He called himself John Cougar when he first came on the scene with his first hit record. And then he was John Cougar Mellencamp. And then he changed it to John Mellencamp. I guess he just couldn't figure out what he wanted to be called. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going there. Okay, National Name Yourself Day. It's also National Unicorn Day. Everybody go out and pet a unicorn today. Everyone have a pet unicorn? Anyone have a pet unicorn? National Unicorn Day. I'll drink to that. And today, April 9th, 2022, is National Winston Churchill Day. To a great statesman, Winston Churchill. Now, if you're too young to know who Winston Churchill is, I'm not going to get into a long dissertation of it. What I do, now, for those of you who know who Winston Churchill was, here's to you. For those who don't know who Winston Churchill was, I suggest that you get online and study, because because obviously there was not enough history taught in school. Here's the National Winston Churchill Day. I'm not going to go too far down that rabbit hole, okay? Here's the National Winston Churchill Day. Education. April 10th, which is tomorrow in about an hour and 8 minutes, is Encourage a Young Writer Day. I encourage young writers everywhere. A couple of us were young writers once. I was kind of a young writer once. Wrote scripts, short stories, poetry. You know, I was thinking I might read some of my short stories and poetry here on the show at some point soon. Ed was once a young writer. Now he's an older writer. No offense, Ed, but we are all older. And he has aged gracefully. Now he's a more experienced writer. Here's to, what were we toasting? Oh, yes, Encourage a Young Writer Day. I drank to that. It's also National Cinnamon Crescent Day tomorrow. I like cinnamon. I like crescents, crescent rolls and things like that, pastries. National Cinnamon Crescent Day. And I like them way too much, as you can tell here. And that gets to the book that I've been reading that I must finish up and implementing very soon. National Cinnamon Crescent Day. It's also National Farm Animals Day. Did you know farm animals have their own day? Well, they do. And it's tomorrow. In about another hour and 7 minutes, it's National Farm Animals Day. Here's to National Farm Animals Everywhere. Three of which I have sitting on my plate. The turkey, the beef, and the chicken. I love farm animals. I love farm animals. They're quite tasty. Okay. Sorry to all you vegans out there, okay? No offense. It's a joke! Well, no, I do love farm animals. Okay, it's National Siblings Day. Tomorrow is National Siblings Day. Do I have any siblings in the chat tonight? My sisters, Gina and Penny, they are not in the chat tonight, but I love both my sisters dearly. They are wonderful people, and I understand they recently met and had a good time out and about, and got a chance to catch up, I guess, on old times, and just spend some time together. Here's to National Siblings Day. I will drink to that. And is there one more national day here? Let's see. Oh, that was it. National Siblings Day. Okay. I've got to put on the wave again because I took off the wave. Here we go. Here's the National Siblings Day. I'll drink to that again. To siblings everywhere. All right, and this is what we're drinking. The Figment Red Wine Blend 2020 from California. It's a good wine, but I'll be straight up with you here. This is not a wine you want to be drinking on its own. It's even at 13.5% alcohol by volume, I think there's a little more of that than that in there. I'm trying to go easy on it. I haven't really had that much of it. I haven't even gotten a third of the way down the bottom bottle yet, if you can tell. I'm going easy on this one tonight, folks. It's just, it's not the tannins in the wine. It's not the acidity, because it's somewhat acidic, but it's the, it's just how bold the wine is. It's just a bit bold for my taste, to be honest. Although some people love bold wines, and particularly in America, Americans love bold wines. This wine has a lot of, I think this wine has a lot of sulfites in it, and I've got to be careful so I don't get a wine headache, a red wine headache. That's where they come from. You know, a lot of that comes from the sulfites. Ed says, oh, okay, Ed has an answer, although I still don't have a review on Sideways, but Ed says, the Richard Dawson family feud. Yes, he answered the question. Okay, the question was, all right, wait. The question was, which actor from Hogan's Heroes went on to become the host of a huge popular game show. And what was the name of the show? Ed says Richard Dawson. That is correct. And Family Feud. That is also correct. So Ed, you get the you win that one. You win that, and I'm going to give it away. I'm going to give away this book here. I'm going to show it to you if I can pull it up on. Oh, yes, the dad joke book. That's what it is right here. Got it right here. I want to read a few jokes from this dad joke book. I want to send you a copy of this dad joke book because I want to send it to you and because you know you want one. I know you want one. I'm going to send you a dad joke book. How about that? So very, very good. And I'm going to read a few dad jokes here shortly because it's time to read some dad jokes. Let's see what else we got going on Twitch. Kevin says, I think Kevin's enjoying his rum and coke. That's good. Enjoy the rum and coke, Kevin. Let's see what else is going on here on the stream. It's kind of quiet everywhere else. And you are quick there, but by default, too. Ed says, Sir Winston was a statesman, not a United Statesman. Is that a dad joke? It could be. Yes, Sir Winston Churchill was a statesman, not a United Statesman. No, he was an English statesman. English, British. He was from across the pond. A statesman from across the pond. And just when everybody needed him the most. You know how it's interesting how in certain points in history that when there were really, really crucial critical times that all of a sudden there's someone happens to be there. Someone happens to be in place, whatever their faults, whatever their foibles, someone happens to be there at the time, at the right moment to help right the ship, more or less, for lack of a better phrase. You know, to help save the country, to help save the day, you know. Isn't it amazing? And I don't know if too many people in recent history that could have done what Sir Winston Churchill did. The same thing, we had I think we had the right people at the time when certain events happened in this country that helped save this country from near disaster. You know, but yes, Sir Winston Churchill was I think the right person for the right time, and that's as close to politics as I'm going to get, because we're not talking about politics here. We're talking about history, a little bit different. We're putting this in historical perspective. Ed says the wine related parts of Sideways were interesting. When the plot went wonky, it almost lost me completely. Really? Well, yeah, it can be, I guess. Yeah, okay. It wasn't a bad plot. It's just, yeah, it was, yeah, it could go wonky, yeah, but the wine parts were what everybody remembers. Oop. I almost remember that one. How about that? Yeah, the wine parts of Sideways is what every is what that movie's known for. The movie's not known for some of its other things, for its other plot points, and even a couple of the characters are probably somewhat forgettable. But that movie is known for its wine related themes, and that's what made that movie popular, really. Was the Hawaiian related thing. You know, there were people that would not go out and they would not go out and drink Merlot or badmouth Merlot after that movie came out. Nothing wrong with Merlot, okay? Nothing wrong with it. Okay. I like a good Merlot. So, Ed, has it made you want to go out and try a good wine? The movie? All right. So let's go. What's next on the list? Okay, we did the National Days. Let's tell some dad jokes. Ed, you've already won a dad joke book, but you can jump in and give a lot of dad jokes. And I tell you what, I can give another one away. Anyone else want to put in a really good dad joke that I like? We might do that. Kevin, if you're up for it, you got a chance to win one too. I'm in the mood for giving away some dad joke books tonight. Not just one either. Okay, let me pick a random page here. February. Oh, you know what? Better than that, better than a random page. Let's go, because today is April 9th for another 58 minutes. Let's go, because this is what this is 365 truly terrible wisecracks. A daily dose of dad jokes. You've been warned. By Taylor Kalmus and Peter L. Harmon. So what this is a dad joke for the day. So let's go to April, and let's start off with April. Let's go up to April 9th. How about that? Let's start with April 1st, which was April Fool's Day. Why are gas stations so excited on April 1st? It's April Fool's Day. I don't know. Why is everyone so tired at the beginning of April? Because they just finished a 31-day march. Yep. For April 3rd, my boss kicked me out of our weekly group meetings because I was making thunder noises every few minutes. I guess he doesn't appreciate how I brainstorm. That one does not get a rim shot. I'm sorry. April 4th. Did you hear about the almond who ate vegetables, ran every morning, and took vitamins? He was a total health nut. That one gets a rim shot. Okay, I know. They're bad, but what, you know, sometimes they're so bad they're good. April 5th, I always found it a little counterproductive when a teacher would say, "Don't get smart with me." What did one plate say to the other? Okay, I like this one. Okay, anybody guess? What did one plate say to the other? I'll give you a second. Yeah, we'll give it, think about it. What did one plate say to another? Dinner is on me. Yes. Well, somebody liked it. April 7th. My wife started a business where she sells candles. Is it candles? Yeah. I thought I said candies for a second. I think better business. My wife, I don't need candies. Need to stay off the candies. My wife started a business where she sells candles that don't smell like anything. The customer reaction has been poor. The candles don't make sense. So my wife doesn't make sense. Does that make sense? We got three different scents here. doesn't make S-C-E-N-T-S. So my wife doesn't make C-E-N-T-S. Does that make S-E-N-S-E? You have to read this one. You know, some of these puns, some of them you really have to read them because they go into wordplay. And I love puns with wordplay. I love wordplay. The problem is it doesn't necessarily translate well when you're talking about words that are the same with different meanings or whatever. It doesn't translate well to the spoken word a lot of the time. April 8th, why did the owner fire all the Williams in his office? Think about that one. Why did the owner fire all the Williams in his office? He was tired of paying the bills. Yes. Actually, that's actually not bad. It's maybe I was being unfair about that one. Okay. Oh, boy. Okay, so April 9th. Let's see what kind of big joke we have for April 9th. Yeah. The big joke for April 9th, 2022. My daughter dropped an ice cube in the kitchen. She was pretty worried about it, but I said, "Don't worry, honey. In a few minutes, it will be water under the fridge." I actually like that joke. I'm going to give it some applause. I'm going to read two more. You ready for this? I'm not. A cat sits in jail with a camera phone. What's she doing? Taking cell fleas. I should have stopped when I was ahead. April 11th, everyone has a favorite word. Mine is drool. It just rolls off the tongue. Yeah, that gets a rim shot too, doesn't it? I think that'll do it for the dad jokes tonight. It all goes downhill from here, right? Ed says, I'll try a wine you suggest, maybe. Oh, and Ed says that Giamatti's acting was great. So you like Giamatti. Ed says, let's get together for dinner sometime. Well, you know, as a matter of fact, Ed, I wish you could. We're going to be down for PodFest at the end of May. But to be honest, I don't know if I'm going to have time to meet with many people because PodFest is a specific event where we're going to be on iDrive, by the way, staying at the Hilton in Orlando. And it's the event's like from the 26th through the 29th, and it is just like nonstop everything. And by the time Tommy and I are done for the day, all we want to do is just go to the hotel and crash. And it's everything we can do to get up for the events the next day. And I've already volunteered to do some things at the event. So I don't know if I'm going to have much time to get away from it to do it. But if we can, I'll let you know. It's a pretty packed itinerary. But I would very much like to see you again too, my friend. It's been way too long. Way too long. All right, so I think that does it. Okay, this is what we're going to do. It's time to show a video. It's time for the... What is this thing? Oh, yeah, it is time for it. I'm looking at my show notes. I'm referring to my show notes. Show notes. I've had enough of this wine tonight. All right, so it's time for the Boone Daily. I got to set this one up for you a little bit. Okay. Just a little bit. Are you familiar with the term ASMR? ASMR. For those who are not familiar with it, what ASMR means is autonomous. Let me see if I can say this without the wine present. Autonomous sensory meridian response. Autonomous sensory meridian response. That's ASMR. And what it is that it evokes, it induces certain auditory signals that are up close, personal, induces a specific response, sensations, auditory sensations, sometimes tingling sensations in the back of the neck or the ears or whatever. So ASMR has become kind of a big deal. Now, it's not new. It's been around for a long time. Now, I know there are Twitch streamers out there that specialize in ASMR streams. Nothing new at all. And some of them, I yeah, let's not go there either. Okay, but yeah, for those of you who are watching on Twitch, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. So we're not going there. But ASMR has been in use for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, I recall being on a Disney ride. Disney incorporated it in, I think, a couple of their rides. In fact, they had one ride, I want to say it was in Tomorrowland. I don't remember. It was a long time ago, where you'd go into a dark room. You'd sit in this booth with speakers on either side of you, and it'd be totally pitch black. You couldn't see anything. And then there would be this whole sort of like a play. It was almost like a whodunit kind of play going on. And you'd hear people walking around you and whispering in your ears and that kind of thing. And it would invoke all these responses. It would elicit all these responses. And it was very, very interesting. It worked really well. But it was entertaining. I don't think that ride's even around anymore. I don't even know. Ed, you might know. You know the ride I'm talking about? It was I can't remember what it was. It was something in Tomorrowland, I think. I think it was in Tomorrowland they did it years and years ago. But that was a form of ASMR. So Disney dabbled on with it for, very early on and way before it became popular on places like Twitch. Anyway, so what we have is a little spoof about ASMR. So I had to set that up for you so you kind of understand it. Otherwise, it might not make a lot of sense to those who are not familiar with the term, not familiar with the process. Anyway, so this is from the Boone Daily. And, of course, the Boone Daily is a troop of students. That includes my son Tommy, about six of them. They put together this, they call it the Boone Daily, but it's actually a weekly show. And they do this show. And I think parts of it are airing on App State TV, I believe. Oh, and Tom Antio is in the chat. Tom Antio, it's great to see you. I'm glad you're here. And Tom Antio says, hi, arrived just in time, huh? 10 people in total at TBD. Okay, so there are 10 people, not six. I was thinking six. I was thinking like Monty Python troop. 10 people in total at TBD. Okay. That's good. Okay, well, let's go ahead without any further ado. Let's go ahead and show this segment of TBD entitled ASMR.
Howdy, and welcome to the Boone Daily. I'm Texas Rye.
And I'm a Rocky Concrete.
Rock and roll fans, get ready for this next segment.
Hi, and welcome to TBD News ASMR. Today, the milkman came to the studio to drop off a special package. Milk. Thank you. Goodbye.
Let's pour some milk, Johnny.
Periwinkle. Let's listen to Periwinkle. Periwinkle, please give us a show. Not to me. Thank you for joining us for DBD's ASMR.
Wow, that was so relaxing.
All right, that was TBD, the Boone Daily. I cut it off a little early there from the end of. But yeah, that's a. Now there is, because that was so short, I'm going to give everybody an opportunity who's listening. If you'd like to see another segment of this tonight, or something else, I think I've got another one queued up. I got the one I showed last week queued up. Ed, you didn't see the one that we ran last week. I don't know if you saw the Freaky Friday Night Lights either. Or the Cut It Out. Did you see the Cut It Out? I don't know if anybody saw. I can show Cut It Out again, because I've got that one queued up as well. Another Boone Daily segment called Cut It Out. If you want to see that. I've got a few things queued up. If somebody wants to see something, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a choice. Here's another. I'm going to do a twofer on the Boone Daily because that one was so short. I've got Milk, which I actually showed last week. I've got the Freaky Friday Night Lights and Cut It Out. And I could show either one of those. If you haven't seen any of those, I can show one right now. So let me know. Ed says, that's what one plate says to the other. Let's get some time. Let's get together for dinner sometime. Okay. So that was Ed's dad joke. I'm sorry, I missed that one. But I sure would like to get together with you sometime for dinner. We can never get around to it. But that's what one plate says to the other. Let's get some dinner sometime. That's okay. I'll give you a rim shot on that one. Ed says, in the health pavilion at Epcot, there was a place where you could compare the sound of a babbling brook and bacon frying. That's hardly close. Yeah, well, that could be. No, that's not where we heard it, but it was. I'm pretty sure what we heard was in Epcot. I think. Well, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I'm. No, that sounds like something different. Sound of a babbling brook and bacon frying. Probably not the same thing I'm thinking of. But now that you think of it, maybe it wasn't in Tomorrow. No, you know what? I think you're right. I don't think it was in Tomorrowland that they had that ride. It was in Epcot. It was in Epcot, I believe, that they had this. It wasn't a ride per se, but it was an experience. What you did was you went to this room, and the room had. It was kind of semicircular, and there were four seats in there. You know, four people could get in there at a time. And then they shut the door, and it would be totally black in there. You couldn't see a thing. And each person would sit in a seat, and they had a speaker on either side of their heads. And then they would start this thing. And it lasted about, I want to say it lasted about somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes. Is what it was. Does that sound familiar to you, Ed? Does that ring a bell, so to speak? And I don't remember where it was exactly. I kept thinking it was in the Magic Kingdom, but you know what? I think you might be right. I think it was at Epcot, actually, they did that. So it's possible that's where it did. I think I did it once or maybe twice over there. Different times. But I, to be honest, I don't remember exactly what the attraction was, to be honest there. Okay. So anybody want to see any of these three TBD productions? Got Milk, Freaky Friday Night Lights, or Cut It Out? I could queue up any one of those. They're all kind of short. Can't talk anymore. It's almost time to end this show, isn't it? Ed says, no bell rung. No bell rung. Oh, well. Anyway, so that's what we've got. If anybody wants to see this, any of these, you know what? I think I'm going to show, just for fun, I think I'm just going to show cut it out again, just because I can. How about that? I'm going to show cut it out. Here we go. Here's cut it out.
On today's episode, we've decided to stop in on a little editor friend of mine at TBD News. I'm here with my good friend Tommy to show us how to edit. Tommy, will you show us how to edit?
No.
Dude, this is for my segment. I need this for that too.
Then do your segment somewhere else. Rylan's probably in the next room editing something.
Rylan has that thing on his hand.
Okay, just don't look. Don't sniff it. Don't look at it.
Just go at it, dude. Just go at it. Look. It's like, take the thingy. Yeah, just like take that and move it.
You want me to scrub? Dude, you should have prepared this sketch thing earlier. Like, we had a whole week.
Yeah, I know, but can you please just like scrub? This is like zero content for me right now. I just don't know what to do. Please. Just scrub, please.
All right. I'll scrub.
Wow. Incredible stuff. For TBD News, I'm Cut Hartley.
Cut it out. For those who've done any video production in the past, I'm pretty sure you can appreciate that one. Short. I like that segment. That's pretty cool. That little sketch. Ed says, I get no bell prize. let's see. I don't have a bell prize here. This is the closest thing I got to that. Which isn't close at all. But Ed, you do win a dad joke book, a daily dose of dad jokes, and I'll send that out to you as soon as I can. Tom Antio says, came up with cut it out on the fly. And that's no joke. Yeah, they literally did. So, the dad joke was, I was going to tell you before we leave tonight, I was going to show you, this is a book that I just purchased off Amazon. And it's about dieting. It's called, It's Not the Cookie, It's the Bag. An easy-to-follow guide for weight loss success by Maxwell Ivey Jr. Now, those of you who've been following the show for any length of time know that Maxwell Ivey is a friend of mine. He is a fellow podcaster and an author as well. I don't think that this is even his only book. I think he's written a couple books. But this was one that I was particularly interested in getting, especially since I'm really having trouble losing weight myself, and I need to get on a good weight loss program. And some of the others I've tried haven't really worked well for me up to this point. So I'm going to try his. And he says it worked for him because he went from being 500 pounds to 250 pounds. He lost half the weight, so that's pretty good. Maxwell, for those who've heard me talk about him before, I've toasted him in the past, he is he's blind. He's known as the blind blogger, and he has his podcast is What's Your Excuse? And it's a very motivational podcast, really good stuff. And I'm looking forward to finishing this book. I just started reading it. So far, I'm really liking it, really well written up to this point. And as soon as I finish it, I'm going to do a full book review, and then we'll give one away on the show, whether you need it or not. Also, I came across this the other day. How to Be an Italian. Yes. By Lou D'Angelo. I read this years ago, several times, in fact. It's very funny. I'm trying to see if I can get a hold of a couple of copies of that I can give away, too. They're not new. They'll be used. It's long out of print, but I enjoy that book thoroughly. Some of it's probably likely not. In fact, I think most of it's probably not politically correct anymore. Probably wasn't at the time either. But it's still a funny book. All right, let's check the chats one more time before we close up for the night. All right. And I just want to remind everybody that Sunday night, this coming Sunday night, we've got the Puzzle Zone coming up where CM Center and myself, do I have that picture queued up? I think we do. The Puzzle Zone, Sundays and Thursdays on twitch.tv/thepuzzlezone. All we do is sit around, put together a puzzle, just talk and chat and play a little music, all Creative Commons music, free to use. And just chat with everybody in there, and we have a good time. Very relaxing. If you like a nice, relaxing thing to just watch passively or actively or just kind of listen to while you're doing other things, as some people do, check out the Puzzle Zone. I think we enjoy having you there. Sundays and Thursdays on twitch.tv/thepuzzlezone, 8 p.m. Eastern time. So that's what we've got going on there. All right, I guess that'll do it. I'm going to give you my final review on this wine. We were drinking the Figment. Figment is a red wine blend. We have no idea what grapes are in this wine. Red wine blend is 2020 from California, and it's not your imagination, as they say. And it's a very bold wine, a fair amount of tannin in this wine. I was surprised at how well it went with, it doesn't go well with the book, I don't think, but it went pretty well with the beef. This was the brisket, barbecue brisket. I was surprised that it actually went fairly well with the smoked turkey. I wasn't expecting that. And it went very well with the broiled chicken. It also went really well with both the cheeses. This was the cheddar parmesan combo and the Cracker Barrel cheddar. I did not try it with this cookie. Now, my wife made this cookie. Since we're closing up for the night, I can have just a little piece of it. I'm just going to break off. I was trying to break off a piece with the. There we go. There's a little piece with the chocolate chip. I got to be careful with this. Actually goes well with desserts. I like it. Goes well with desserts. I like it. Mm-hmm. Sugar rush. Okay. And that's about enough of that tonight with the cookie and the wine. I don't think that's a good long-term. That's not a good thing to eat a whole one of with this wine. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, anyway, I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. I'm going to close it up now. It's past time. I guess well past time. Especially since we start on time, pretty much. I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. I want to thank my good friend Ed for being here and for all of his contributions and his review of Sideways. And he might try some wine. You might try some wine here after the movie. It has motivated some people to get into wine who did not like wine before. It has done that. The movie has been known to motivate some people, inspire some people to try wine. I also want to thank Kevin J. Ranks, for being here with me. I hope he's still hanging out with us here. And I hope you're going easy on the rum and coke, not overdoing it too much. Tom Antio, thank you for being here as well. And everybody who joined us on Twitch, the other folks who are watching, we're not participating, but watching. And those who are watching on Odyssey and YouTube, those who are watching on YouTube tonight, and on Twitter, which I have no way to tweet with you at the moment, but I will see if I can respond to your tweets later. In the meantime, I want to bring out, for closing, I want to bring out my good friend and companion, compadre, Roadkill Bill. He's here with a specific message. Right, Bill? Oh, don't get all squirrely on me. Okay, Bill says, actually he says squeak, 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 but in translation, He says, don't drink and drive. You drink in the comfort of your home, your office, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever it is. Don't drink and drive. Call an Uber, call Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, or just stay put. Probably not even safe to walk home these days, honestly. Just play it safe. Be cool. Just stay put for the night. And don't text and drive either, because that's not good. Because I want you to have a safe week. And because I mean that, I do appreciate each and every one of you. And I really want to see you here next week with me on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. So we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.